Hi, this is Olivia from Olivia Swims and Crafts, and today I'm going to be teaching you how to make the Swizzle Twist bracelet from our giveaway. So, I just want to talk about these bracelets real quick. These are the two ones that are original, what we did in the beginning, but then we thought the clear bands on this one would look cool because you can see the swivel through them. So, what we will be doing is making that, but with these glitter bands that we have. And they're getting all stuck on my rainbow loom and going through it. But, it's going to be sort of random color on the rainbow loom because we don't have enough of one color in the packet. Let's get started. So the first thing you're going to need is your rainbow loom, of course. Da-da-da. Your hook. And an S-clip or C-clip. The next thing you're going to need is some rubber bands. I have my glitter rubber bands, yellow rubber bands, blue and green. So I have all my rubber bands, my hook, my S-clip, and my rainbow loop. So we're ready to get rocking on this. So let's get started. So the first thing you're going to do is place your perimeter bands. Okay, got that. So let me get all these over here. This is going to be random around the rainbow loom, like the perimeter. So let's do this. So you're going to place one rubber band from here to here. It's a single rubber band. And then you're going to go up the rainbow loom. From the center to the out, to the outside left. And then you're going to go from the left up. Trying to be a little specific about my choices of rubber bands, so. And you place this from the left side into the center. Now you do that same thing on the other side. So let me just start that same way. Okay, so last one from the right pin to the center pin. Okay. Now we're going to place an inside rubber band. Okay, so let's get started. I'm going to take two of each color just so I can do this. Okay, so first I'm going to take two rubber bands, so doubling the rubber bands. And you're going to go out to this side, like that. Take two more rubber bands and go up. And I'm going to take a few more. Let's try three this time, just so we don't run out that quickly. I didn't realize how quick that can run out. Sort of, I did, but. Okay, so then take another two rubber bands and go from the outside pin, the left outside pin, to the center pin. And then take two more rubber bands. Sorry, I'm doing this correct. And go from the center pin out to the right in a diagonal angle. So like that. Or we're like that, we're like that. Okay, so the next step is to go up again with these two colors that I'm using. And just stretch them out a little bit. And go up with double the rubber bands. Okay, got that. And then you're going to take two more and go from the right peg to the center peg. So the next color I'm going to use is these two, but you're going to do that diagonal angle from the center peg out to the left, like that. And then you're going to go up again and do that same step all the way down the loom. So I'll fast forward from here. Okay, so for the last one, you're going to do that same thing and go on the right-hand side and go like that. So now you have the placing of your rubber band. The last thing you need to do, the only last placing, is your cap band. So let's take pink one. Everybody likes pink, so why not? And put it on the top. And flip your rainbow loom around, and now it's time to start looming. The arrow should be facing towards you now. Let's get started. This is a very, very easy rainbow loom bracelet to loom, so you shouldn't have much trouble with this. You should probably get it in the first try. Let's go. So you're going to go into this cap band, and grab the two rubber bands, which mine are green and blue, and pull them out to the side. Next, you're going to go in where you just placed that rubber band and grab the two more rubber bands that are down in there, pull it up, and put it around this peg, which is the left peg. So then you're going to do that same thing here. You're not grabbing the outside rubber bands. This just make it easier. So then you're just going to grab that. The middle ones in here are easier because there's no outside rubber bands, so you can just go in and grab those two rubber bands and loop them to where they're supposed to be, which is right here on the left hand side. Now you're going to grab those two rubber bands on the right hand side, and loop them forward and grab those two rubber bands and loop them into the center. Grab those, which we just did down here, and loop them out to there. So you're practically making a chain between the left side and the right side each time you do this. So, yeah, I'll fast forward from here till the end. Okay, so the last one, you're going to do that same thing and just loom it to there. Now you have loomed the inside rubber bands. I think mine looks really cool. So let's see how it turns out when we take it off the loom after looming the permitted bands. I got it this time. Woohoo! Okay, so let's start. You're going to go into your stretched out cap band, which is now stretched out, and grab this one permitter band and loop it to itself. Which it should be pretty loose, but still just a little bit tight. And then you're going to go back in and grab, it's through a few rubber bands, but you can grab it. You're pretty good loomers out there. And then go back in and grab this one and loom it forward. Then grab that one, loom that forward, loom that forward. The reason that I'm taking a little longer on this is because these are on the sides, so it makes it a little harder. So then you're going to go through all those rubber bands again, your sandwich if you want to call it, and grab this one single rubber band. Don't stretch it too much or it might snap. You don't want that because it could ruin the whole bracelet. So you don't want that at all. And you're going to keep doing this all the way up the loom and on the other side. And it is all right if that does that after it's loomed. Oh my gosh. Ow. Why am I saying ow? Okay. So the last one, you loop it in, and then you're going to do that same thing on the other side. So let me scooch in my chair. It's not making noises. And go back in and grab it out to this side and do that same thing. I'll fast forward from here. Okay, so the last one is looped in and we're done looming. All we have to do is take this thing off the rainbow loom and wear it. Dun, dun, dun. Let's take it off with a pink one. Always love pink. Yay. And blue. Blue is my favorite color. Yay. And then you just do that same thing for every other bracelet. And I'm going to cap it because I do not want this one falling apart because I love it. Colors of it. Okay. Go. These are probably one of the strongest glittery packs of rubber bands that I've ever saw because they held up for this bracelet. It's pretty awesome. Okay, so I think this looks awesome and awesome and more awesome with it. So, yeah, this looks amazing. It blends so together. So much, and like it blends together so well and everything with the purple, the pink, and everything else. Yeah, so that's how you make it, and hope you enjoyed this, and bye 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 bye.